paragraph 3 reads, "At first blush, agave production appears to be a time-consuming enterprise that requires ample space. While this is true, the plant thrives in arid conditions that are unsuitable for most species, allowing previously unfarmed areas to be sustainably developed into agave fields. This means large-scale production does not threaten to displace other crops in established agriculture zones where space is relatively limited. The plant also requires no fertilizing, watering, or other invasive care methods, which keep costs and environmental impacts low."
So, at first blush, which means at first impression, agave production can seem to be a pretty time-consuming enterprise. So an enterprise is a project. So this is a project that takes up a lot of time, and it also requires a lot of space, you know, because you have to have these large tracts of land in order to actually make it profitable. And so while, you know, all of this is true, the plant, it also thrives in these dry, arid conditions that are not suitable for most species. And so this is a plus because it allows farmers to use previously unfarmed areas and turn them into these agave fields. And so they can be sustainably developed into something that, you know, will bring profit to these farmers and use this previously unused space in a sustainable way.
And so this means that if you want to create a large agave farm, you're not going to be displacing other crops, which is a problem that occurs in agriculture when it comes to other different species. Sometimes they just kind of get driven out because other crops are more profitable. So displace means to basically force something to have to leave an area. So it could be people, or in this case, it's a type of crop. All right, so space isn't really an issue because there's no competition for space because there's only one crop that'll grow there anyway. So the plant also requires no fertilizing, watering, or other invasive care methods that can be either very expensive or bad for the environment. And this means that the costs are low, and you're not destroying the planet by having an agave farm. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening. Join us next time for the second half of our discussion, but first go back and do some review.